7:40 on a Monday morning. This is when each week we highlight a Michigan company, Michigan products. It's been everything from food to beer to clothing. And this morning we're going to highlight technology. Continental in Auburn Hills has created an award-winning new technology. It's called the Virtual A-Pillar. And joining us right now, the head of innovation management at Continental North America, Zachary Bolton. Zachary, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This is really interesting technology. I mean, pedestrian crashes have been on the rise in recent years, and Continental North America wanted to do something about it. Tell us a little bit about what this technology is, what it does.
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea behind the virtual A-pillar here is to protect what we call vulnerable road users. And even with the current stay-at-home orders combined with the changing weather, we're seeing more and more pedestrians and cyclists becoming ubiquitous with our everyday. And this technology basically takes a camera system, a surround view camera system from the outside of the vehicle, and passes that information along to the inner pillar, that tall A-pillar separating the windshield and our front window, to the driver. There's a display mounted on the inside, and it's acting somewhat like a closed circuit TV with that outside camera and that inside display. We don't stop there. We actually look at where the driver's head position is, and by recognizing where his eyes are, we can change that image we're showing the driver to actually make it a complete panoramic landscape in front of the viewpoint of the driver. So now, all pedestrians, all cyclists, all little curbs that were previously blocked by that somewhat ununderstood or misunderstood blind spot, that A-pillar blind spot, are now visible to that driver.
Wow. It must be like driving in a glass vehicle. I mean, if you can see everything, you don't have those blind spots anymore.
That's the exact point we were trying to make here, because at Continental, we are working on a lot of different advanced driver assistant technology, pedestrian detection, along with forward collision alerts, and all of these automated features to make our vehicles safer. But then when you look at a fighter jet cockpit or something like that, and just the visibility that some of those curved windshields offer, we wanted to give that same type of experience. Well, we are all still operating our vehicles, and I hope we all are, operating our vehicles diligently. We can at least see much, much more.
That's fantastic. You mentioned with the stay-at-home orders and warm weather, people are definitely wanting to get out. I noticed that yesterday. I went for a short drive, and there were so many people out. This kind of technology is really going to help in those situations where there's a lot of pedestrians, a lot of people on bicycles, even motorcycles.
Yeah, it will. And you mentioned it's not a problem that's really going away. The number of pedestrian fatalities is actually up over 50% the last 10 years. There's a few things contributing to that. One, of course, is the shift to larger vehicles, trucks and SUVs. They're great designs. They're safe vehicles. But oftentimes, when mixed with pedestrians or those vulnerable road users, the end result is much worse than it could have been with a smaller car. The other thing that we're seeing a rise in, of course, is the use of distracting devices inside the vehicle, and it's alarming. But the idea here is create that visibility, create that opportunity to see what's around you, and thus create a safer environment for all of those that are sharing the roadways and the sidewalks. And it's pretty neat that it was developed right here in Michigan. We've got a few engineers that worked on the project that were schooled and educated right here in Michigan from places like Detroit Mercy or Kettering or Lawrence Tech. So it's fitting that it fits here.
Absolutely. I love it when, innovative technology in vehicles is developed right here in Michigan. We're not just the Rust Belt, are we?
No, not at all. And it's great to have the opportunity to give the public an idea of what's to come in the future when we're able to broadcast things like this award-winning, this PACE pilot award-winning technology, so that as we move through our vehicle choices and look at what's on the market, we can start asking those questions and start thinking about what features and what functions we really want to have inside our vehicles to make sure that we're all continuing to get safely there in our mobility choices.
Yeah, Zach, I wanted to ask you about this virtual A-pillar technology. Is this available currently in vehicles? What's the future hold for this technology?
Yeah, we're not in production with this feature yet. There's a few things we'd love to continue to work out. One of those, of course, is the structural elements of the A-pillar need to remain intact. That airbag needs to remain fully functional, and that's why we're using an OLED display. These OLED displays are flexible. They don't have glass backings, and this provides an opportunity here, but there's a few things we still want to get ironed out before you and I are going to see it at a dealership near us. But we would expect this technology to be adoptable within the next 3 to 5 years, and hopefully we'll be seeing it on many, many vehicles after that.
That's fantastic. Great Michigan technology story over there in Auburn Hills at Continental North America. That's where they did it. Zach, we appreciate you telling us the story. It's fantastic stuff.
Yeah, you're welcome, Paul. Thanks for having us on this morning.
You got it. Take care and have a great day.
Sure.